This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 134. And on this episode, we're talking to a couple clients I worked with on one of their successful launches. So if you've been wanting to learn more about what it takes to launch successfully, kind of behind the scenes of what ads management looks like when you hire an agency, or just want to learn some tips and tricks about how to get your product out there, this episode is for you. So stay tuned. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, Heart Hustlers? Welcome to another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Now, I'm really excited because this week I've got Karen and Kathleen on the podcast, and I was fortunate enough to work with them on one of their recent launches of their membership site, which is really, really cool and helps wellness entrepreneurs online to create more success in their business. Now, I don't want to give too much away because they're going to talk more about what they do. But what I do want you to know is that I worked with Karen and Kathleen behind the scenes to actually run the Facebook ads for their launch. And so after they had a really successful launch, we kind of got together and they said to me, hey, we would love to be on your show to talk about it and kind of talk about the results that we got with you, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the great, right? And luckily, it was a good experience for both of us. So you hear lots of good stuff. But I thought, how cool would it be to have someone on the show to talk about the new ads management services that we're offering from the lens of a customer or a client? And so, like I said, I don't want to give away too much. So I'd rather just introduce you to Karen and Kathleen. Hey, Karen. Hey, Kathleen. Thanks so much for being here today.
Hey, Zach. Hey, Zach. Oh my gosh, in unison. Hey, Zach.
I know. I am so ridiculously excited to have you guys here today because I had the privilege of working together with you guys on your recent launch of your products. And I don't want to start rattling off names or give anything away because I'll let you guys do that. But I had the privilege of working with you two on one of your recent successful launches for your membership. And it was just such a great experience. And we talked a little bit and we were like, oh my gosh, we have to get you on the show to share your results and your experience from this launch. We're doing it. So welcome to the show. I know a ton about your business, obviously, because I've worked inside your ads manager, which I feel like is one of the most intimate things you can give access to. It's like, here's my money, here's my business. And so I know a ton about you guys. But for those who don't, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourselves and your businesses?
All right. So my name is Karen Paddock, and I run a business that teaches health and wellness business owners how to attract their clients. So I offer done-for-you wellness workshops and some basic foundational pieces for setting up their business. But in addition to that, where Kathleen and I really have joined forces is, number one, we have a podcast called the Wellness Business Podcast, where we teach all these online strategies to health coaches, fitness pros, and nutritionists. But also, it was almost a year ago, last October, we started the Wellness Business Insiders Club, which is a monthly membership program where we actually give monthly action plans on how to attract your ideal clients and convert those into paying clients. So that's my story. Kathleen, you're up.
I know. Mine is a little similar, different name, different business. I'm Kathleen LeGris. My business is called Health Coach Solutions, and I'm a business strategist for health coaches, and I help them build and scale their businesses mostly online, and that's through done-for-you rebrandable coaching programs they can use, as well as, like Karen mentioned, so we each have our own businesses, but we each came together when we launched the Wellness Business Podcast, and as a result of that podcast came our membership, which is the Wellness Business Insiders Club, and that's where we reached out to Zach for help with Facebook ads so that we could scale the membership.
And can you tell us just a little bit about the Wellness Business Insiders Club, just as a frame of reference, what it is, what it's priced at, and then we can start talking about how you positioned it for sale?
Sure. So it's the price point is $67 a month, and it's geared for health coaches, nutritionists, and fit pros who they've graduated or they've received their certification. They're qualified to help people, but they're not sure how to grow their business. So each month they get a detailed training with step-by-step implementation. They get resources and templates and scripts so they know exactly what to implement that month to attract new clients.
I love that. And what I really love about this model is we actually did something similar in my business. And then I have so much admiration for anyone who runs a membership because we were like, oh my gosh, this is so much content. We are pivoting. But you guys have stuck with it and you're crushing it with this membership. Talk to us a little bit about the launch of your membership. So how did you actually plan to, or how did you actually launch this membership?
So last October, you mean like the original?
So talk to us about the original launch and then what you kind of changed for this next launch that you did.
It all started with a dinner napkin at BJ's restaurant.
It really did, honestly. So let me even back up a little bit further. We did start the Wellness Business Podcast. It's been a little over 2 years now. And we had no real intention at that point of monetizing it in any way. We just knew that there was a lot of bad information that was being given to the health and wellness community on how to attract their ideal clients. People that want help with their health need a different approach and a little more gentle approach. And so we were just tired of these health and wellness entrepreneurs being so frustrated and confused and overwhelmed. And we knew we could simplify things for them. So that was where the podcast was born. And well into it, a little over a year, we had people saying to us, we want more of you. How can we get more than just this podcast? We want to work with you. Like, what can you do? And so that's where the dinner napkin came in. We were at BJ's restaurant together. We were at Podcast Movement. And we started talking about what could we bring to or develop for our community that would actually be good for us and good for them. And so through a series of, I guess, processes, and we thought we had it, and then it was no, we didn't. And we settled on the membership site. And so then we were all in on building the Wellness Business Insiders Club. And so we went full force we had a really, really great action plan for this original launch, which started with talking about it on the podcast. We invited everyone that we know in the industry to help us promote it. We actually, went through a whole training series, a video training series. And initially, we enrolled 191 people into the membership in our very first launch. And so we knew we were onto something. And when people started getting new clients that very first month, saying, where have you been? I'm able to accomplish things I've never been able to accomplish before. We thought we were on the right track, but that just confirmed, like, this is what they need, a monthly action plan, simple, that they can implement in less than an hour, like learn and implement in less than 1 hour each week. And it has changed the businesses of so many of our clients. It's incredible.
I love that. And what I love is that the first time you did this promotion, you were really strategic in that you had built up an audience, you built it up organically, and then you promoted relatively organically to get a lot of these people in, right?
100%. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, that was no Facebook ads, if anything. That was a while back. That was email only. We had a wait list. We had a waiting list of, I think, 800 people before we launched in October. Mm-hmm. So that initial influx of brand new members, that was really strictly, that was all warm audience, people that already knew us. So we didn't have a strategy as far as running detailed Facebook ads at that point.
Yeah, we really relied on the podcast. I mean, we talked about it a lot leading up to it. We included our audience in every step of the way. So they felt invested in the membership before it even came out. And we did do some, strategic marketing where the first 100 people came in at $47. They were grandfathered in at that price point. Then once we crossed the 100 mark, which was, I think, only a couple days, wasn't it, Kathleen? Like the first couple days. Then it was $57. And that was where the rest of the 100, I'm sorry, the other 91 people enrolled. And then once that launch closed out, then the price moved to 67. So there was a price benefit if they joined right off the bat. And like I said, in the first couple of days, we had our first 100 members. We were pretty blown away. Like, we knew it would go fast, but that was even better than we thought.
Oh, so good. So now fast forward to the launch that you did in May, and you decided that it was time to add Facebook ads into the mix. So what prompted you guys to want to add advertising into the mix of what was already a really successful promotion?
We knew if we wanted to scale this, we needed to reach out way beyond our warm audience. So we knew, did the one launch in October. We launched again in February. That was maybe very, very minimal ads. We kind of did it on our own. And then the most recent launch, in June, that was, okay, we need to get serious here. We need to bring someone on board that can help us with the ads. You know, we knew we wanted to do things like a lookalike audience and video views, but that was beyond what we had the knowledge, bandwidth, or desire to do on our own. So that's when we reached out to you.
I love it. And so just to give a little bit of background to our audience, we actually kind of had a little conversation about what the strategy was going to be. And Karen, you had an audience, and Kathleen, you had an audience, but you hadn't actually started developing an audience on the Wellness Business Podcast Facebook page. You had already developed an audience to the actual podcast, but the Facebook page for the podcast didn't have a ton of traction at that point. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. So one of the really cool things with Facebook that we did together is you can actually create and share audiences. So we kind of started from scratch with you guys, and I'd love to hear what your perspective was on this. My big push to you guys was that we actually didn't, for this first launch with Facebook ads, we actually didn't run really any cold, pure cold audiences. We ran to Karen, your warm audiences, Kathleen, your warm audiences, and then lookalike audiences. So when I introduced you guys to this concept of like, let's stay relatively warm and targeted for this first one and not go crazy with ad spend, like, what were your initial thoughts about that?
Well, you know, in the beginning of this interview, you said it's like such an intimate relationship when you open up your Facebook ads dashboard and your pocketbook to someone. And so, you know, the first thing that comes to mind when you ask this question is that we needed to completely trust you 100%. And we did. When we talked about who we wanted to run our ads, you were like really the only name that came up. We knew we felt comfortable with you doing that. And so it was just a matter of I guess, both of us coming to the realization of, okay, what does this look like financially? Because it was a big financial commitment for us. We'd never done anything like that. And so when we got to our first strategy session with you and we started talking about what our exact strategy would look like, you know, initially we did really think we were going to go in the direction of the cold audience and wanted your feedback on that. And so it was a little surprising when you said, like, let's kind of stick a little bit closer to home, but here's why. And, you know, you explained to us that, well, we really need to season this pixel. We really need to get this warm traffic, you know, going on this pixel so that in the future, down the road, you know, you're going to be able to then do some other things. But for this initial launch, you know, a warmer audience, season the pixel, then move into, you know, lookalike audiences, potentially. That was a strategy we hadn't even considered. But again, that was why we hired you, and we put our full trust in you that this is what we needed to do. And so, you know, there is a little bit of investment financially and mentally up front whenever you start moving into campaigns at this level that yeah, you need to do a little bit of work and a little bit of investment on the front end so that now in the future, when we open up the Wellness Business Insiders Club again in January and then future launches, we're going to be have set ourselves up for success for future launches. And, you know, even though this launch wasn't set up the way we thought, it did set us up for success for the future.
I love that. And I think more than anything is like hearing you guys talk about the advertising now, like as if it's a totally different ballgame from when we started. Like, you're like, well, we had to season our pixel and we had to hit our lookalike audiences. And I just love that I can like geek out with you as clients now. And like you have a real strong understanding of what's going on. And I think that's so important in the ads manager client relationship, that it's like, you guys, even though you weren't running the ads, it didn't, hopefully, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, it didn't feel like you were running blind.
No, not at all. And when we first came to you, we kind of sort of had an idea, a little wishy-washy, what we wanted. We knew what results we wanted, but we weren't quite sure how to get there. But once we had that first meeting with you and you shared those ideas, we're like, oh my gosh, yes, this is exactly what we need to do. So that was just so helpful, right? You took what our needs and desires were, took those into consideration, and then came back with this plan to help us get where we wanted to go. So that was phenomenal.
I love it. So we've talked really high level, but I'd love to even go a little bit deeper. Can you talk to us a little bit about the results of your launch? You know, share what you're comfortable with, but like, what did the launch actually look like from a data-driven perspective? Karen, I know this is one of your favorite things.
This is Karen's jam.
So I do have our results. Zach, you provided us with that overall report that I have right in front of me. So I'm going to be able to give very detailed information. And we want to do this, we want to be very transparent simply with your audience, simply because, you know, this is how we learn. And, you know, I listen to your podcast all the time, and the case studies that you do encourage me to take risks and try new things. So we're hoping that in sharing our information with your audience, they'll be willing to take risks and try new things as well to move their businesses forward. Mm-hmm. So overall, we spent on our ads $2,540.69. And I'll just give you a breakdown all the way along and then the total. So cold leads, so this is from lookalike audience. We had 85 leads that came in at $7.49 a lead. We had warm leads from my audience, Karen's audience, 141 leads that came in at $5.21 a lead. Warm leads from Kathleen's audience, 146 leads at $5.06 a lead. And so overall, we had 372 leads that averaged $5.67 a lead. So really respectable numbers, I think. You know, we had really honestly no idea what to expect since this was our first campaign at this level. That was it. That was a significant investment for us. And what's so great about this now, again, you know, education and knowledge, is we're going to be able to take this information and go forward with our next launch with a much clearer idea of what's possible. And at this point, we're saving along the way so we can make a bigger investment in our ad spend next time. But we knew $2,500 was the budget we felt comfortable with this time. We had no idea what to expect. So we feel, and you can tell us what you think, but we feel that $5.67 a lead overall, that's a respectable number.
Yeah, and I'll field that for just a second. I love that you guys take this approach, because we constantly have people telling us like, well, I want $3 leads, or I want $2 leads, or I want $1 leads. And it's like, we actually talked about this before we started, that our goal was to be right around $5. And we came in a little higher, partially because it was, like you talked about, a brand new pixel that we ran to cold audiences, but in what is essentially a competitive space, business to business, and then niche with health coaches, $5.67 a lead is a great place to be. Like I've told my audience, we happily pay $10 a lead all day, every day. And we're going to talk, I'll kick it back to you to talk about the purchase breakdown and why it's a little maybe higher for a membership versus a product, but we can talk about your overall conversion rate and things like that. But a $5.67 per lead means not only did we get in front of these people, but we actually got people into your launch at $5.67 a person, which for a membership will return a greater ROI on leads. So I'll kick it back to you to keep talking data, but I just love that you said that is like, that is a respectable number. We need to stop chasing 30-cent leads and realize that like it is respectable to get a name and email at $5 to $6.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. And I'll let Karen continue with her data love fest. But going into this, we knew we wanted quality leads. We didn't want dollar leads. Like we wanted quality people that were going to be the best fit for us. You know, I think sometimes that is an easy mistake to make when you think it's all about the cost of leads, when really, truly, you want those quality leads.
So basically, what ended up happening with all the leads, and, you know, that's great to get all those leads, but now we want to move people into the sale category. We ended up with $1,206 of recurring revenue from our ads. So, you know, we're still a very new membership and we're still working through our numbers, but, you know, we estimate that our members stay somewhere between 3 and 4 months. And so when you calculate $1,206 over a 4 month period, we basically almost doubled our investment into the ads. So we feel really good about that, especially since this is all so new to us, our first try. Again, very respectable numbers, and knowledge is power. So we can take this information, you know, maybe change the ad copy, get some new images done, add another layer. And along the way, what I loved about you, Zach, is that you gave us some action items to keep going to work on between when this launch ended and when the next launch is going to begin. So we are working on those things so that, again, we're better positioning ourselves for even more successful launch next time. So we ended up bringing in 91 new members into our membership with this launch. And we felt really good about that. We more than covered our ad expense. We more than covered everything that we had put out to get this launch up and running, and then some. And so when you can do that, you can walk away feeling like you've done a successful thing. We managed to get 91 new members into our membership that we can love on and teach and mentor into growing their businesses. So the ripple effect is just really astronomical. So we feel really good about the whole thing.
Yeah, that's so good. And I want to indicate one thing that you just mentioned, because some of the people might be doing the math. And I think one of the biggest things that's important to understand is that the $1,206 monthly recurring revenue is what came as a direct result of the advertising. Mm-hmm. So Karen and Kathleen were still doing the organic work to promote their challenge. But one of the really cool things that was worth noting is that the retargeting ads that we ran essentially brought in all of the sales, or were responsible for all of the sales from advertising. And we, in your retargeting ads, we only spent $24 a lead about. We spent $23.99 per purchase in the retargeting ad phase. And so I think we talked a little bit about this, is like, even if you guys do an internal promotion, or you decide that you don't want to do ads, or you want to do a quick cart open close just to your email list, we can essentially, in the promotional phase of your launch, attract purchases at $24 a purchase, which is a great, great place to be. And so we're still kind of figuring out how your cold lookalike ads actually convert to sales. But we know that once people get to your sales page, or once people go through your launch, they're really likely to buy, especially when we hit them with advertising. So having all these points of data, like you said, Karen, makes it so powerful for us to be able to go back and make adjustments. So maybe next time, if you build up this audience, maybe we put less into lead generation and more into retargeting, or more into both and continue to generate. But the other thing that I love that you talked about is that you didn't see an instant ROI, but you do over the 4 months. And that is something that we do see happen sometimes with memberships, especially in the B2B space, is like, you may not make all that money directly right up front, but you're creating a long-term revenue stream that will continue to pay you in perpetuity. Even though you're a new membership, like you said, if people stick around for 4 months, you essentially double, and more, you know, some people will stick around longer than 4 months, and you'll continue to see a return on investment in perpetuity. And so I just love talking about those numbers.
So a couple things I wanted to share is that could be affecting the numbers in a positive swing. So we, on average, when we run our promotions, and it held true for this promotion as well, 10% of our enrollees choose a full pay, so an annual pay. So I don't think that the Facebook algorithm took that into account. It was just like, okay, here's a sale, and we're counting that as $67. Mm-hmm. But more than likely, at least one, if not two of those people were probably full pay, because we were right at the 10% mark, which that would have been $670. The other thing, Zach, that you don't know that we went into, and Kathleen, I don't know if you want me to share about the $1 trial, or if you want to go ahead and do that.
Sure. Yeah, I can share about that. So okay. After we ran this, we still had questions coming in about the training. People still wanted, we did it was a 5-day training series, which is the ads that we were running to. We still are having questions coming in, and we thought, gosh, you know what? What if we try doing a $1 trial? So it was a $1 trial for 3 days. So we only sent that offer to people that went through the challenge. So within that, those are people that we found through the Facebook ad, and we ended up having we had 20 people that signed up for the dollar trial, and half of those ended up staying. So then we had another 10 people at $67 or $670 total sales. Within, so we ran that, gosh, was it a week later, Karen, or 10 days later?
A couple weeks.
It had been 2 weeks later. So that was just another strategy that we added to the mix to get people that were still thinking about it, but they weren't sure even about the $67, which we think is incredibly reasonable. But, you know, there might have been people that were newer to us that weren't sure. So by running that trial, ultimately, we were able to bring on 10 new full-paying membership people.
Yeah, that's so good. And what's really great is that, you know, and this is just for everyone listening, is that we can always track, we can track attrition to a Facebook ad for 28 days. So next time you guys do that, which I totally love and encourage, and fantastic stick rate at 50%, we can track who came from ads into the trial as well.
Oh, great. I did not know that. That's interesting.
Yeah. So and like you said, like what I love about this is that you guys came in with such reasonable expectations that when you're getting started with a brand new pixel and a relatively new offer and a first launch with Facebook ads, that you guys weren't like, we want to spend 25 grand and make 80 grand. And we want to do it all in 2 weeks time with a brand new challenge. Like you came in with a tested product. You came in with a tested launch strategy, and your launch converted at, ooh, correct me if I'm wrong, I want to say somewhere around 8%.
Yeah, it was 6%, because that was one thing too. We had 1,488 people that registered for the 5-day training series, and we had 91 new members. So it was a total of 6% conversion.
Yeah, so you guys had a challenge that converted. Like you guys came in with all this data that when we applied Facebook ads to it, we're enhancing the results of something that works. And I think that that's just so key that you guys came in with this understanding that we were going to enhance the experience and add top line revenue, not become reliant on Facebook ads as the one and only strategy to move people through the process. And I just think that that's so key and so powerful. And one of the reasons that I enjoyed working with you guys so much is that you know, one of my jobs is to set expectations. But even with Facebook ads, there's always that thing in the back of the mind that's like, well, what if this blows up? Or what if we 10X? Or what if we do this? But you guys always maintain this level of, we're in this for the data. We're in this for the long haul. And we are using tested and proven strategies, products, and offers to get people through this product path. And I think that's just so powerful and admirable because not a lot of people do that.
Well, thanks for saying that. I mean, we'll be honest, we wanted to at least break even, but we really came to this as an experiment. Let's see what happens. You know, for us, like Karen said, $2,500, that was an investment for us. I know people spend way more than that, but for our first, I'm going to call it our true and professional Facebook ads, you know, running them the way you ran them, and you left no stone unturned with all the different audiences and things like that. We were really coming into it with the mindset of, let's see what's possible, let's see what happens, so we'll know what we want to do, what we want to change, if anything, for next time.
Yeah, that's so good. And the other thing that you said, Karen, that I think was so great that we can talk a little bit about is you guys not only got data for this launch, but now you have some direction about what to do for your next launch. So can you talk to us a little bit about where the ad strategy for this launch and the potential ad strategy for next launch kind of converge to the interim strategy of what you guys plan to do in the meantime?
Right. So since all of this is relatively new, we have a podcast Facebook page that while we are present, we are not consistent from the standpoint of we could be doing more to not only promote the podcast, but grow our audiences, our warm audiences. And so one of the things that I really appreciated when we were wrapping up this launch with you, Zach, is that you gave us some homework. You said, okay, guys, for the next time, here's what you need to do. And one of the things that you challenged us with is showing up consistently and doing live streams on that page so that we can grow a really warm video view audience. But not just from the standpoint of, okay, now we have this audience, but we're already with the information that we're sharing in each live stream, pre-qualifying people, introducing them to the podcast, which is warming them up even more. And we are then setting up a situation where we have an enormous video view audience, but then allows you the ability to go create a lookalike audience from that data, which then again opens up an enormous possibility for us for ads that are lower cost, that convert higher. And, you know, again, we're looking at this like a long-term strategy. And so that really is where we're putting so much of our focus, not only just the usual, we're growing our email list and the podcast is doing great. And we're definitely always utilizing that as our way of getting our message out. But from the standpoint of what's happening behind the scenes that people don't see that will benefit us for the next is simply the, you know, the fact that you said, listen, ladies, you need to, you know, pull it together and really start focusing on, you know, creating these videos. And what's so great about working with you, Zach, honestly, and we talked about this during our initial strategy meeting, and it definitely held through, is we said to you, listen, we are all about communication. We are in constant communication with one another, Kathleen and I. You know, the people that we work with have to be good communicators. You know, can you do that? And you said, yes, like my team and I, we're on it. And, you know, the way we communicated was we like Trello. So we set up a Trello board that we were all included on, and we definitely had a lot going back and forth there. But you also, you know, shared with us your cell phone. So I was able to text you a couple times when I was like, oh, we're going to add, you know, Zach, we're going to add a couple more bonuses here at the end. Like, we want to really push for like the last day. And really the last day of that launch, we brought in like 50 sales. So basically more than 50% of our sales came in on that last day. And it was like a last minute day before, like, can we do this? Can we run another ad? And you were like, absolutely, let's do it. And so you were very responsive, and, you know, the communication level between you and your team was outstanding. And that is something I think anyone investing a significant amount of money, whatever that looks like for you and your business, it's really important to have somebody that's responsive on the other end saying, yeah, I'm here. I'm on top of it. I'm right there with you, or answer your questions. And so, you know, I just want everyone listening to know that that is a level of comfort that we felt that definitely gave us so much even more confidence in you and your team that makes it a no-brainer for the next time we want to advertise.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. And from a data perspective, like we love when clients, especially during a launch, like we tell our clients, like during a launch, we are there. Now, when we're doing stuff month to month, we have like turnaround time. But when we're in a launch, we get it. And we want our clients to understand that, like, if stuff's not working, we want to be able to communicate with you to say, hey, fix this. And when stuff is working, we want to be able to have you communicate with us to say, like, let's get this going. And the ads that we ran for doors closing and the final bonus added were responsible for 50% of the advertising sales. So it's like, by having that open line of communication from you guys, not, you know, as much as I like to receive that compliment, like we have to say that you as clients were fantastic with communicating with us and getting us the content that we needed, which was huge. And that ended up resulting in, you know, 50% of sales from ads in the last 48 hours or so. So that's fantastic. So thank you for that compliment. And thank you for being such fantastic communicators as well.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, as we start to wrap up here, I think there's just a couple of big takeaways that I want to bring up. And that is, number one, you guys went into this with a very data-driven perspective, which I think is huge, and it sets you up for success in the future. Number two, you did not say 100% of our sales need to come from Facebook ads. You've done the work of building an audience, whether both organically and with advertising in the interim. And then number three, you understand that there's a long-term ROI to this perspective. So not just, hey, we're going to see our, you know, we're going to see an ROI on Facebook ads in essentially month two, but also we've got, you know, all these new leads that have signed up for this launch as a result of Facebook ads that may buy the next time around, or possibly took us up on the trial, or may have bought the annual plan. Like there is this long-term ROI there. And then the last thing that I wanted to say is just that you guys were excellent in terms of communicating and getting us what we needed so that we as advertisers could do our jobs. And all those things together, I just think made for this hybrid of this fantastic, from our experience, a fantastic experience of working with you guys. And that's what led you to so much success. And so I cannot wait to see what happens next time. With that being said, any parting words of wisdom for our audience that may want to run ads, whether they want to work with an agency, they want to do it for themselves, their first launch, their next launch, anything that you guys would like to leave us with?
I guess one recommendation I have is whenever you can, kind of like Karen and I did, we had a chance to test this with our warm audience first, as far as the offer and the pricing. That way we knew, okay, are we hitting the mark here? Are people even interested in this? So we did have that advantage of each of us having our own Facebook pages, each having our own websites, so that we could, you know, basically launch this initially to a warm audience. So that would be probably my top recommendation, is to test whatever offer you have with a warm audience first. And then my second recommendation is always find people that know what they're doing and that can do it way better than you can, because chances are your results are going to be so much better. Like there's no way we could have run the type of ads that you ran, Zach, and got the results. There's just no way. And we knew that going in. So yeah, again, thank you so much.
All right. So I have one thing to add. So my recommendation is it's all about communication. I mean, having a conversation with you up front and being very open and honest with what our expectations were, our desires, and you actually were very open and honest and saying, I don't know that we can do that, but I think we can do this. So you gave us realistic expectations, and all the way along, we had a great working relationship and lots of communication. And so when you can do that, you're always on the same page, which then the results are never a big surprise. You're there through it thick and thin together. And to me, in every relationship, business or otherwise, communication is the key.
So good. Well, before we wrap up, where can we find out more about you? I mean, we have a wide variety of people that listen to this show. Some of them may be health coaches. They may be very interested in your membership. I know I was intrigued. If I was a health coach, I would be in it because it's fantastic. But where can we find more about you guys, the Wellness Business Insiders Club, the Wellness Business Podcast? Like, give us all your socials, all the deets. What do you want people to do? Because I will fully endorse that they do
it. Oh, well, thank you so much. Okay, so for the podcast, they can go to wbpodcast.com or just find us in your favorite podcast app for the Wellness Business Podcast. And you can find me, my website is healthcoachsolutions.net. You can also, I love Instagram. I know you do too, Zach. You can find me at Kathleen Legris on Instagram. How about you, Karen?
So yeah, definitely come check out the podcast website, no doubt about it, and find us in your favorite podcast app. My website is Karen Paddock, PATTOCK.com. And yeah, I'm hanging out most of the time now on Instagram as well, which is Karen Paddock. So come check me out and actually say hi, leave me a DM and tell me what type of business you're in. I'd love to know.
Love it. Well, guys, we will link all of that up in the show notes, which I will give you the link for in just a second here. But before I do that, I just want to give one more big thank you to Karen and Kathleen for being on the show today. Guys, it's been absolutely fantastic. And I keep saying guys, but I mean ladies, it's been absolutely fantastic having you. And I cannot wait to see what your next launch looks like.
Thank you so much. We're looking forward to having you help us. And next time we are going to say, Zach, we want dollar leads. Here's $25,000. Go get them.
All right. We'll be ready for you. All right. So I don't know about you, but I thought that was a fantastic interview. I love Karen and Kathleen, and I love what they're doing for the wellness entrepreneur world. Now, for those of you who are listening and want to learn more, you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/134. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/134. And you can get the complete show notes for this episode. I also want to let you know that if you listen to this episode and you're like, oh my gosh, I love this. I need this. Zach, how can we work together? Well, if you head over to heartsoulhustle.com, you'll see right on our homepage a big banner that says need Facebook ads management. Let's do this. If you click on that button, it'll take you to an application where you can fill out and give us some information about you and your business and meet with a member of our team to see if we'd be a great fit to work together on your Facebook ads for funnels, webinars, launches, whatever you need, we can support you. So again, if you are like looking for ads management, looking for support with your ads budget, you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com and fill out an application. Now, one other thing I do love is when you take screenshots of you listening to this episode and tag me on Instagram at heartsoulhustle. I always love to hear from people who are listening to the show, what they're getting out of the show, how they're enjoying the show, and I just like to know that you're listening. So if you got any value, don't be afraid to tag me at Heart Soul Hustle. Let me know what your favorite part of the episode was. You can also tag Kathleen and Karen. We'll have their information on the show notes as well. And with that being said, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I will see you next time on the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Until then, keep hustling.